Now, at the heart of recent political argument here in the UK has been limits on European migration. Central to European Union membership, of course, is freedom of citizens to live and work anywhere in the Eurozone. Now, those against the policy have been saying that ends up burdening the services like healthcare, education. Research out today suggests that actually the opposite is true. According to University College of London, for research and analysis of migration, European immigrants to the UK have paid more in taxes than they've received in benefits, therefore helping to relieve the fiscal burden on UK-born workers. Here are some hard statistics in the middle of a very muddy political argument. Of course, it depends whether you look at European immigrants or extra-European immigrants. One of the authors of the report joins us here in the studio. Delighted to welcome Professor Christian Dustman. Can I ask, delighted to be able to show you this, an academic. Here are two front pages of the English newspapers. The left-of-centre Guardian says UK gains 20 billion from EU migrants. Migrants are a good thing. The right of centre Daily Telegraph says 120 billion cost of policy on immigration. Immigration is an expensive stroke bad thing. Two papers, two views. They're all taking advantage of your figures. Can they both be right?
Well, it depends on what viewpoint you take. So the Guardian headline is focusing on what the policy debate is about at the moment. And that is about immigration, which happened over, say, the last 1.5 decades, immigration from European countries as well as from non-European countries. So the focus of that report and the most meaningful analysis is to look at immigrants from the start of their migration careers onwards. And that's what we do by looking at immigrants who arrived after 2000 to the UK. And we look at them over the period between 2000 and 2011. We find that immigrants who came over that period have overwhelmingly made a net fiscal contribution to the system.
These are immigrants from within the EU?
These are immigrants from within the EU, but also from outside the EU.
All right.
And for further distinction, we have distinguished between immigrants from the new Central and Eastern European countries who joined the European Union after 2004. And those from the west of the European Union. And both groups have made a net fiscal contribution to fiscal coffers in this country.
Right, so that's the EU migration. What about the point being made by, if I might say, sort of the opposing point of view, like represented by the Daily Telegraph and papers like that, who decide to look at the figures relating to immigration from outside the EU and seem to suggest that in that same period, your figures say those immigrants end up being a drain on state resources, using up benefits, sending their children to school here, using hospitals, etc.?
So this is basically based on another part of our analysis, where we look at immigrants who are living in the UK over the years between 95 and 2011.
Right.
Now, that is a very different population. If you look at somebody who lived here in 1995, then that person has arrived sometimes much earlier. Now, it happens to be the case that between 85 and 95, migration to the UK has been extremely small. So those people in the mid-90s, whom we analyze in that analysis, have been here for quite some time. They have been outside their productive lives and, not surprisingly, were drawing more on the welfare system than they probably have done in...
Now, that's fascinating. So having a look at the figures, I mean, there are so many finesses in your figures. So, for example, let's say a Polish builder who came over here not long ago might often be a single man, unlikely to be that unhealthy if he's 30, won't have dependents with him. How can the papers, how can politicians compare between that and somebody who, for example, is an asylum seeker from South Sudan or DRC or something like this? Each side is making whatever use they want of your figures. Doesn't that annoy you?
Well, I mean, I think that's always the case in an emotionally charged debate such as this one. But if you really read this report very carefully, what we have been talking about over the last years is not immigration, which happened in the 80s or the 70s. Mm-hmm. It is immigration, which happened in recent times. It happened after 2000, and much of that debate has been focused on European immigrants.
Yeah.
Now, there is no evidence whatsoever that European immigrants, even if you go back to 95 and you take the average populations, have made a negative contribution to the fiscal system.
Now, that's pretty important in terms
and
of the political debate at the moment.
And that is what the political debate at the moment is actually.
Do you expect your figures to make a difference? They should do, shouldn't they? They're pretty conclusive from what you say.
Well, I'm an academic. What we are trying to do is to inform the debate about this very important issue with good research and with facts. What the different parties and what the different interest groups are making out of that is unfortunately out of our remit.
Well, many, many thanks indeed. A believer in the sanctity of statistics. Many thanks indeed for joining us in the programme, Professor Christian Dustman, one of the authors of the report that is going to be making a lot of noise politically in Britain. And I think we'll probably be bringing you some of the ripples of that debate on the programme and the rest of the week as well. Many thanks indeed. This is Newsday from the BBC. Document.